Whether you're remodeling your home or building a new one, think of Frontier Floors and Window Coverings in Paso Robles. Since 1977, Frontier Floors and Window Coverings has been the North County's choice for the finest in selection, quality, and service. From an area rug to a complete newly designed residential or commercial project, Frontier Floors and Window Coverings is equipped to assist you from floor to ceiling. Browse their 3,000 square foot showroom. You'll find hardwood flooring, waterproof vinyl flooring, beautiful fabrics for window coverings, and of course, luxurious stain-resistant carpet. Frontier Floors and Window Coverings, providing the highest quality at competitive prices with unmatched customer service. Always free estimates. Call 805-238-7878, online at frontierfloors.net, or visit the showroom at 830 21st Street in Paso Robles. Frontier Floors and Window Coverings.
When a bank is owned by the community and invests in the community, it answers to a different call. It's personal. It's driven by your needs, not ours. Welcome to American Riviera Bank. Our customers know us for personal service, every day, every way.
You can bank on us.
Bank on us.
Bank on us!
American Riviera Bank. Bank on better.
American Riviera Bank, with branches in San Luis Obispo, San Maria, Paso Robles, and now Atascadero.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, December 31st, 2024. I'm Kevin Will.
Prescribed burn east of Santa Margarita is scheduled for today. Band applications for Atascadero's Saturday concert series open. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 60s. It's 32 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Clear Choice Property Management, locally owned and operated. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Idler's Home. More of what you want for your home since 1954. Idler's Home. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo, in cooperation with private landowners and multiple agencies, has scheduled a prescribed burn for this morning. Depending on favorable weather conditions, the burn is scheduled for 10 a.m., The burn will go through approximately 15 acres of vegetation located on private lands around 30 minutes east of Santa Margarita near the intersection of Black Mountain and Park Hill Roads. The City of Atascadero announced they are accepting applications for their 2025 Saturday Concerts in the Park series. Atascadero series will run from June 28th through August 28th at the Atascadero Lake Bandstand, Saturdays from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Concerts are free for the public to enjoy, but each band is paid a one-time stipend of $500. Applications for Atascadero's concert series are due no later than Friday, January 31st at 5 p.m. The city is also accepting sponsor opportunities for their signature events. Martin Luther King Jr. celebration is scheduled in Paso Robles. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 609.
Need a home upgrade on a budget? We've got you covered at every price point. Don't miss our outlet and clearance section at all three locations. Stocked with appliances marked way down, up to 50% off select products, and special financing options like 0% down for 18 months on many items. Upgrading doesn't have to break the bank, and we have the deals to prove it. Idler's Home. It's how we save value. Shop idlershome.com or at any of our locations today.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. Monday, January 20th, will mark the return of the Paso Robles Martin Luther King Jr. celebration. At noon, a march will start at Robbins Field, followed by a program in the downtown city park from 1 to 3 p.m. Any potential heavy rain will cancel the march. Tonight is the Paso Robles New Year's Eve celebration in the downtown city park. The event runs from 7 to 11 p.m. and is designed for all ages. Entertainment for tonight will be the Lucky Devils Band returning from last year's celebration. The city has released a new statement for this event, saying that large crowds of thousands of residents and visitors are expected to gather and celebrate. Attendees are encouraged to allow for extra time for parking and navigating through the area. Drivers are encouraged to exercise patience and watch for pedestrians. Attendees are also encouraged to support the many downtown restaurants and shops during the event as well. Tonight will also feature a live countdown at 9, which will be midnight on the East Coast. The California Highway Patrol will be entering their New Year's maximum enforcement period starting at 6 p.m. tonight. The map will go through Wednesday, January 1st at 11:59 p.m. All available CHP officers will be patrolling to ensure travelers are driving safe. During last year's maximum enforcement period during the New Year's holiday, 892 DUI arrests were made statewide. CHP also says 5 deaths were recorded during those 30 hours within their jurisdiction. If you spot a driver who appears to be impaired while on the road, CHP asks you to call 911 immediately and be ready to provide details. Dozens of new laws will go into effect in California starting in 2025. Here are some of those laws now. SB 1061 will prohibit medical debt from appearing on credit card reports for consumers. It will also prohibit a consumer credit transaction to have medical debt account for medical debt as a negative factor. AB 977 will expand the penalties for assaulting physicians, nurses, or other healthcare workers of a hospital engaged with providing emergency services. SB 969 will authorize any city or county to define an entertainment zone by ordinance, which authorizes the consumption of alcoholic beverages on public streets, sidewalks, or public right-of-way. This will allow local restaurants and bars inside of designated entertainment zones to sell alcohol. In sports for the NFL, yesterday the Lions defeated the 49ers 40-34. For KPRL's tripleheader on Sunday, January 5th, we'll have the Commanders versus the Cowboys in the morning, then the Raiders against the Chargers, and finally the Vikings against the Lions. In the NBA, yesterday, the Cavaliers defeated the Warriors 113-95, the Kings over the Mavericks 110-100. Tonight, the Clippers will face the Spurs, and the Lakers will go against the Cavaliers. Local news was brought to you by Idler's Home. Go to idlershome.com for details. KPRL News Time is 6:13. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news. New charges in the case that inspired the Netflix series American Nightmare. Prosecutors saying 47-year-old Matthew Mueller, who's serving prison time for kidnapping and sexually assaulting a Northern California woman in 2015, now charged with additional home invasions in 2009.
If the defendant does plead guilty to these crimes, I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful that the victims don't have to go through more, even more pain and trauma.
Santa Clara County DA Jeff Rosen, the 2015 crime initially dismissed as a hoax, but Mueller ended up pleading guilty. Best day ever, the theme of this year's Tournament of Roses parade. Lisa Dedarian with the city of Pasadena saying safety measures are in place, like barricades that stopped a woman from driving into a crowd last year.
Thankfully, these barricades stopped her. Otherwise, she could have easily injured, if not killed, several people that were watching the parade in front of her.
Dedarian says there's also a zero-tolerance policy for flying drones. Gas prices averaging $4.35 a gallon. Jeff Scott, California News.
My husband and I love an exciting adventure, especially in a stylish SUV. The first ever Nissan Rogue Rock Creek is meant to be shown off with its all-terrain tires for rocky trails and snowy roads. Its tubular roof rack for hauling gear, and its rugged flair that stands out off-road. Adventure calls in the first ever Nissan Rogue Rock Creek. Head to NissanUSA.com to see it today. Intelligent all-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions. Cargo and load capacity limited by weight and distribution. Always secure cargo. Heavy loading of the vehicle with cargo, especially on the roof, will affect the handling and stability of the vehicle.
Are you an oblivious person hogging the sidewalk like a large dying snail? Do people stuck behind you ask, how do you sleep at night? Then you should go to Mattress Firm. They have tons of quality beds at every price, so anyone, even people like you, can sleep all night long. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
Wesley here from Stove and Spa Center. I just wanted to thank you for letting us make your life more comfortable for 35 years. You can see and explore all of our hearth products, wood, gas, pellet, and electric, to keep you warm and cozy during cold and wet winters. Or maybe you're looking to enjoy the benefits of what hot tub's soothing water can do for your body and to melt away the stress that living today brings on. Or perhaps you want to get in better shape this year by exercising in one of our swim spas. There are many models and sizes. We even have models with treadmills built into them. We have a large showroom with lots of the products we sell. Plus, lead times to get products have been greatly reduced. And of course, you can still get all the supplies and even get your water tested for your pool and spa. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Come check us out at Stove and Spa Center, 7485 El Camino Real at Tascadero, between Curberel and Moyle Roads. All products we offer are on our website at stoveandspa.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:16. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer, Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms. To protect employees who work with dairy cows and poultry from H5N1 bird flu, farmers should have a basic plan in place, even if their animals are not infected. Such advice and other guidelines were shared during a webinar last month hosted by the California Farm Bureau Affiliated Farm Employers Labor Service, or FELS. In early December, 31 human cases of H5N1 bird flu had been confirmed in California, according to the California Department of Public Health. All but one were Central Valley dairy workers who had direct contact with infected cattle. The workers all experienced mild symptoms, primarily eye infections, but had no hospitalizations. Food and Farm News is brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer, Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report on KPRL sponsored by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Sunny skies today with highs in the low 60s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows right around 33, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunshine and clouds mixed in tomorrow, highs in the mid-60s, northeast winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Thursday into Friday and Saturday, mostly sunny on Sunday and Monday, partly cloudy Tuesday next week. Upper 60s Thursday, low 60s Friday, Saturday and Sunday, mid-60s on Monday, 65 a week from today. Currently, it is 32 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:18.
Are you ready to elevate your golf game and experience the beauty of San Luis Obispo County? Introducing the 2025 SLO County Golf Cart. It's your ticket to an unforgettable golfing season. For just $125, enjoy unlimited access to not one, not two, but three incredible courses, Morro Bay, Chalk Mountain, and Dairy Creek. But there's more. When you buy your SLO County Golf Card, you receive a free round of golf at Morro Bay, one free round at Chalk Mountain, a free round at Dairy Creek, and even a free hour at Swing Time. You also celebrate your special day with a free round of golf on your birthday. Take advantage of the special rate of $15 for a round of golf through March 29th of next year. Ready to swing into action? Then purchase your 2025 SLO County Golf Card at any of the pro shops or online at slocountygolf.com.
Prices go up January 1st, 2025.
Welcome to that new money smell of freedom. Just imagine all the possibilities you could make good on with a little extra cash in your pocket. Start earning entries now for a chance to win $50,000 in cash or $50,000 in slot free play from Chumash Casino Resort. Drawing September 2nd, 8th, 22nd, and 29th, 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. Welcome to freedom. Must be present to win. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, would like to sincerely thank the people of North County for their loyalty and continued patronage. Blake's has remained a favorite in general and industrial hardware and building materials because they care about the customer. They care enough to offer products from companies like the nation's preferred fastener manufacturer, Midwest Fastener. Midwest Fastener offers nuts and bolts in standard and metric sizes, chrome fasteners, deck screws, machine screws, and many specialty products. And don't forget, Blake's carries a full line of Easy Care interior and Weatherall exterior paints. Whether you're a pro or taking on a do-it-yourself home improvement project for the first time, Blake's is here to help with expert advice, tools, equipment, and the products you need to get the job done. Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, open 7 days a week at 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles. Blake's True Value Hardware Center.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Investors are buying to kick off the final trading day of the year on Wall Street, with stocks tied to the price of Bitcoin gaining as the cryptocurrency inches higher. VeriSign jumping after a regulatory filing revealed Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway bought more shares of the global company that provides domain name registry services and internet infrastructure. And this New Year's Eve, more than half the people surveyed in a national poll plan on spending at least $50 on food and entertainment. An Associated Press North poll, though, found that a majority of American adults won't leave their homes on New Year's Eve, while only 5% plan on going out to an organized event. And the average consumer who heads to New York City, they'll spend nearly $900 on dinner and a show. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
Something amazing is happening in workplaces everywhere. Devices are learning how people work and adapting to help them get more done. That's because CDW is modernizing experiences with Dell's intelligent portfolio of devices. Thanks to built-in security and AI capabilities, your teams can work smarter wherever they may be. Dell and CDW. Make amazing happen. Learn more at cdw.com/dellclient.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency, without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house. Leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go, like Grandma's cooking. Touch of Paso, come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
37 years, H.M. Holloway has been serving the farmers of Central California, and they very much appreciate your patronage. And H.M. Holloway will continue to offer quality, dependable service. H.M. Holloway, wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech is brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. It's that way, and they have outstanding gas prices. 238-5775, 238-KPRL to join us. Si vous plaît. Woo!
The Morning Exchange, baby, ain't nothing like the real thing.
No, no,
ain't nothing like the real thing, baby, ain't nothing like the real thing.
No, honey,
I've got KPRL.
All righty, coming up this afternoon, Barry, he won't be here for Protecting What Matters, but I have a couple of specials, and it's related to the dates today and tomorrow because they had a big influence in the music world. One is Rick Nelson, and of course, he was killed back in 85 on New Year's Eve, and then Hank Williams died on New Year's Day in 1953, and again, they had a major influence in music. So a couple of specials on them this afternoon. Chris and I will not be here tomorrow. We'll have some, again, on the lighter side type of specials as well. And things will be back to normal on Thursday as we start the new year. Let's see here. I'm going to throw this out simply because for those of you that have listened for any length of time, I'm not a big holiday person. I think United States of America has too many holidays. I think there are maybe four or five that are absolutely important. But we've gotten to the point where it's just, it doesn't mean anything. They're supposed to, so what do? Well, we move them to a Monday so the people can have a three-day week. And, you know, it helps business, it helps this. We have every other reason to do that. I understand it. However, so your president has decided to call a day of mourning for former President Jimmy Carter. Okay. A day of mourning for a person 100 years old who passed away. When I think of mourning, I think of something terrible happening, unexpectedly happening. By the way, this day off signed an executive order closing all executive departments and agencies of the federal government. Now, believe it or not, that is on a Thursday. Don't know why he did that. But a day of mourning. Just suppose that the sheep, the rest of us peons that don't get that day off, have something scheduled. Maybe veterans have to go to a hospital for a checkup or an appointment or something else. Or any other thing, maybe you have an appointment with the DMV or, you know, all the agencies that we deal with, and you have an appointment scheduled because in many instances, scheduling things now aren't that easy. You're a couple of weeks, maybe even a couple of months out. So we're going to have this day of mourning for someone 100 years old. and, of course, the workers get the day off. Undoubtedly, they will get pay as well. So, for those of you who in the private sector, the heck with you folks. Also, again, I like to make reference to the Battle of the Bulge a lot in endeavors. When I see people, complaining too much about conditions, I always like to go back to the Battle of the Bulge and what the men fighting for the United States of America had to go through and did go through. Maybe even the death march of Bataan. Okay, we have a scheduled celebration coming up on January 20th for Martin Luther King. And if it gets a little wet, it's going to be canceled. And again, I just started thinking, Martin Luther King basically sacrificed his life for a good cause. And he endured a lot even before his death. We can't stand in the rain and honor him. It's a little wet. Again, who knows, you know, in today's world, the reasons, well, this and that, so you'll just cancel it. And I personally think that that is disgraceful. I'm not the one putting the event on. However, we can't stand in the rain for a half hour or so and honor a man because we're going to get a little wet. That's the comfort zone that Americans live in. Can't get a little wet, be a little hot, be a little cold. We can't do that because we're spoiled. Anyway, maybe you have some thoughts on that. All right, Kirsten has been mentioning some new laws that are coming through, as they always do in the new year here, because we don't have enough. And here's one that I came across. Your insurance minimums. I don't know how many of you are aware of this. California is raising the minimum amount of liability coverage drivers must carry. Starting tomorrow, minimums will increase and all insurance policies will be required to have at least $30,000 for bodily injury or death per person, $60,000 for bodily injury or death per accident, and $15,000 for property damage per accident. Now, the previous requirements were $15,000, $30,000, and $5,000 respectively. Now, the AAA said that your insurer will update this without the need for you to do anything. However, you may notice an increase in your insurance premium. I don't know how many of you were aware of that, but be aware because you have been told. And also, this is my final reminder for those of you who have received the Central Coast Energy little thing in the mail. A month or so ago, that you are in on the enrollment. Your elected officials, that includes your supervisors and your local city council people who put you into this program, whether you out not having any say. Well, today is the deadline for you to make your decision whether you want to stay in after you were forced to go in, or you can opt out. And if you don't opt out by the end of business today, you will have to pay to opt out if that's your decision. So again, this is my final reminder for you for the Central Coast Community Energy, better known as 3CE. Now, PG&E will continue sending the one monthly bill. But anyway, just a little reminder there for you on this final day of 2024. Also, what do we have here? Here's something that Chris, I think you had the new law about the assault on nurses and so forth.
Yeah, physicians, nurses, or other healthcare workers.
Okay, now I came across a story because I was looking at the new laws as well, and now according to what I found is a poll from the American College of Emergency Physicians found out that more. Now, listen to this number. 90% of ER doctors said they've been attacked within the last year. Think about that. 90% of ER doctors say they've been attacked within the last year. There's not great detail in here on why that is. However, some have suggested is because recently the penalties in the state of California for crimes committed, there isn't any penalty, basically isn't any penalties for that. And also because you have what's known as the frequent flyers. The same people are ending up in the ER over and over again. Drug and alcohol, people with problems, you know, the homeless, than you have the mentally ill. So 90%, so they're going to increase the penalty for attacking these people who were trying to help you out. And also there's another one that I haven't been able to understand this. This is the locked door loophole. Now, under the old law, convicting a suspect of auto burglary required that prosecutors prove not just that the person entered the vehicle without permission or did so forcibly, but also that the vehicle was locked. A broken window wasn't enough. Prosecutors had to prove that the door was locked. Well, let me ask you something. Why, if somebody's going into your vehicle, I don't give a damn if it's a convertible and you have the top down. If they're in there, that's a crime. That's a crime. They don't, I'm assuming they don't do this to somebody, if your front door is open to your house, that it's, well, door wasn't locked, so I thought I'd just come in and, you know, it's not a crime. So, anyway, just some things to throw out if you have any thoughts on all this and the looniness as it has been going on. Also, when I was, this is kind of funny because it's, May tie, well, not May, it's probably going to tie in with my trivia question today. So the big ball drop in Times Square, and they're supposed to be getting some wet weather. Now, they're not canceling it, by the way. They're still going to have the ball drop in Times Square. They're going to get a little wet. Imagine that. But people can't bring umbrellas. They're outlawed.
Outlawed in New York, in Times Square?
For tonight, yep.
Just for tonight.
Yeah, that's my assumption, because they didn't, when I was listening to it, they didn't tie it in. Well, this is a law that's in New York because, you know, it rains there a lot and so forth. But, yeah, tonight, if it's raining, you can't bring an umbrella.
Okay.
So... And if you think about it, okay, there's going to be a million people there. Can you imagine 500,000 umbrellas? And then I would say that a pretty good percentage of the people will probably be indulging in some sort of adult beverages. So to have that many umbrellas in that situation, probably not the best idea. So you just get one of those, whatever, you know, the raincoat and the hat and stuff like that, you'd probably be okay. But they're expecting it. But they're still having the event, even though it's going to rain. Imagine that. So, all righty, folks. I would, let me ask you, Chris. Would you ever want to be at an event with a million people?
No, I don't do large crowds, and I don't think I've ever been to any event anywhere close to that amount. So imagining how frustrating it can be sometimes with a few thousand or maybe a few 10,000, can't imagine a million.
Okay, so you've been to a couple of concerts.
Yeah.
All right, so, you know, 5,000, 10,000 people?
I don't remember how many, but, you know, a couple thousand, let's go with that. All right. To get in, and then getting out wasn't that much of a hassle. That's just because I waited in my car for everyone else to leave.
Okay. Well, everybody figures out. I do that at a ball game game's over. I sit there in the bleachers for a little bit till everybody just kind of files out. And it depends on the venue as well. All right, folks, we're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. Cal Fire San Luis Obispo, in cooperation with private landowners and multiple agencies, has scheduled a prescribed burn this morning at 10. The burn will go through approximately 15 acres of vegetation located on private lands around 30 minutes east of Santa Margarita. City of Atascadero announced they're accepting applications for their 2025 Saturday Concerts in the Park series. Atascadero's series will run from June 28th through August 28th at the Atascadero Lake Bandstand, Saturdays from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., Applications are due no later than Friday, January 31st at 5 p.m. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today, highs in the low 60s, it's 32 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. President-elect Trump backing House Speaker Mike Johnson in Friday's vote for the speakership. This is some House Republicans are withholding support or mulling it over. Tennessee Congressman Tim Burchett telling Fox is your world.
I'll make up my mind Friday or so when we do the votes. I'll pray about it.
And disagreement could delay certification of the presidential election. President Biden's reportedly expressing regrets for not running for re-election and also his appointment of Merrick Garland as Attorney General. Tennessee Senator Marsha Blackburn with reaction on Fox's Hannity.
In essence, he is saying, I didn't weaponize the DOJ enough. I should have done it more. I should have had them more aggressively go after Donald Trump and go after my political enemies.
Biden's supposed regrets reported in the Washington Post. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
Hey there, glad you could make it. Come on in.
Wow, your kitchen looks amazing. So does your whole house.
Thanks. We just had our cabinets refinished by Peek Painting. They did such a fantastic job, we had them come back and paint our whole living area.
I guess you could say they have your stamp of approval.
Yes, sir. Just like everyone else on Google and Yelp. Booking a quote is easy. Just go to peekpainting.com. That's peekpainting.com. And book a time and day that fits your schedule. No back and forth phone tag. Just click and book.
Sounds too easy.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peek Painting at peekpainting.com.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Hello, friends. This is Pastor Pat of Family Worship Center. The prophet Isaiah wrote, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end." This prophecy reveals the coming Son of David, Jesus Christ. First, Jesus came to us as a child born of the Virgin Mary. At the age of 30, he began his ministry through which he revealed the kingdom of God that would be within our hearts. The increase of his government occurs in our hearts as we yield our will to his and grow in the benefits of his kingdom within through the blessings of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. This blessed Christmas season is when we celebrate his first advent. May I suggest that we invite him into our hearts and as a community, rejoice together in his ongoing work of grace in our lives.
13 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL Sports is brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
NFL Week 17 wrapped up Monday night as the Lions rallied past the 49ers 40-34 for their 14th win of the season. Detroit didn't hold the lead until the closing seconds of the third quarter when Jared Goff hit Amon-Ra St. Brown with the last of his three touchdown passes.
I feel like we're all playing at an elevated level right now on offense. I think the last handful of weeks, even the Buffalo game we lost, you know, we were scoring a ton of points, and we've been playing well on offense for quite some time, and I feel like I'm just part of that.
The win sets up next week's primetime season finale for the Lions at home against the Vikings. The winner will be the top seed in the NFC playoffs and get a first round bye. The loser will be the 5 seed and face a road game a week later. By the way, a tie would go to the Lions as well. College football, one bowl game on Monday in Nashville, the Music City Bowl. Number 19 Missouri rallied past Iowa 27-24. 5 bowl games today, culminating with the first of the quarterfinal games for the National national championship, number 3 Boise State and number 6 Penn State at the Fiesta Bowl in Arizona. The other playoff quarterfinals will be on New Year's Day. NBA, the Cavaliers whipped the Warriors 113-95 for their 7th straight win. Cleveland now 28-4. That's the best record in the association. Knicks whacked the Wizards for their 8th consecutive victory. Clippers sank the Pelicans. That's 10 straight losses for New Orleans. Nuggets juke past the Jazz, 36 points and a triple-double for Nikola Jokic. Russell Westbrook had a perfect triple-double for Denver, hitting all of his shots from the floor and the free throw line, and didn't make a turnover. He's just the 2nd NBA player ever to do that, after Domantas Sabonis did it for the Kings way back in November. That's Tuesday Sports.
And coming up this Sunday morning, 9:30, we'll have Washington and the Cowboys, followed by the Raiders and the Chargers, and the late game, that one they talked about, the Vikings and the Lions, all here on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance. Sunshine today, high right around 60. Some clouds this evening. And overnight lows in the mid to upper 30s. And for your first day of the new year, intervals of clouds and sunshine, as I'm reading it, high should be in the mid 60s. And then moving on out, upper 60s Thursday, low to mid 60s Friday. Same Saturday, Sunday as well. And Monday, mid 60s, and sunny mid 60s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 3, up and down, 7:13 a.m., right on the nose again, 5 p.m., and we are sitting at 31 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Kevin Hunt, 105 South Main Street in Templeton. In just a moment, we will have the world-famous pet alert and, of course, trivia, an opportunity to qualify.
Buyers qualify for on sales and programs. Financing through select lenders and on select new in-stock Ram 24 2500 Laramie or higher trim models only. Offer excludes Tradesman and Bighorn. Most awarded heavy-duty truck is based on the last 5 years. Not all buyers will qualify. On approved credit. See dealer for details.
Hi, it's Sean Kaler from Olehi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Right now, during the Wrap the Year sales event, we're closing out the year with over-the-top savings on new Ram 2500s. Your wait is over. Right now, take $16,777 off new Ram 2500s. That's $16,777 off the most awarded heavy-duty truck. Not one or two, but everyone in stock. These offers are for the public only, so please, no dealers. Ram 2500s at these prices won't last long. Once they're gone, they're gone.
Just in time for year-end, Malay Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram does it again. Take $16,777 off every new 24 Ram 2500 Laramie or higher trim during the wrap-up the year sales event going on now at Malay Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. We'll see you next to Lowe's in...
Love barbecue? At Chef Gregory's Barbecue Smokehouse, we're serving award-winning barbecue. Pulled barbecue pork sandwiches, baby back ribs, pork belly, chicken, and more. Right here at Atascadero at 6550 El Camino Real below the clock tower. With over 25 years of world championship barbecue competitions, now you can enjoy that flavor close to home. We also offer catering, cooking classes, and over 30 flavors of peanut brittles. Visit ChefGregory.com to explore all we have to offer. Chef Gregory's Barbecue Smokehouse in Atascadero, where Memphis tradition meets gourmet perfection.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
The world-famous pet alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters in their outstanding location in the Oaks Plaza. That's near the Guesthouse Grill at Tascadero. Checking in to see if there's any critters that will not be home for the New Year's Eve celebration. And it doesn't look like that will be the case. Everybody, home, apparently, so. All right, Mr. Garcia, here you go. We're going back to animals.
All right, animals, okay.
To strengthen something.
This is a figure of speech based on an animal. Right? Just making sure I got the rules right.
Yes.
Okay. To strengthen something, that's pretty simple.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the hint is, but we'll see if it's simple if you can get the answer.
No, I just mean that's a simple figure of speech. I'm wondering what animal you'd need for that.
Let's see here. I'll give you another one of my outstanding hints.
Oh, boy.
Weightlifting.
Weightlifting?
Yeah. Okay.
I don't think I know this one.
Well, my other hint, you wouldn't remember because the commercial was from 40 years ago, so I won't even try that. So, all right, to strengthen something. Let's just say four-legged. Barbecue. Four-legged barbecue.
Okay, I'm guessing it's got something to do with a bull, but...
Not necessarily a bull, but you're close enough.
Or,
okay, so I know, because we had the conversation.
Yeah.
Think about I think it was New Year's Eve or Christmas dinner.
Right, okay. So...
Okay, to strengthen something.
I know what animal you're getting at this point, but I don't think I've ever heard a figure of speech about strengthening something related to that, so I don't think I'm going to get this one. What is it?
Beef up.
Okay. You know, I was being very literal about the animal. I was thinking, all right, the phrase has got to include something about a cow, but I wasn't thinking of the actual meat, beef.
Beef up. Beef
That's up. Pretty good. That's pretty good. All right.
All right, well, I'm done with this page, too, so we're done for the year. All right, if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. A reminder that the office will be closing at noon today, and no one will be here tomorrow. Okay, trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles in Templeton, and of course out there at the airport known as the One Niner Diner. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply there on file. Let's see here. Well, this has to do with the Times Square New Year's Eve celebration back there in the Rotten Apple, known as New York City. Okay, so how can I phrase this? All right. Other than concerns about crime, what is one of the maybe the most important thing to be aware of or know about if you go to the Times Square celebration in New York City? What do you think it is? What do you think that it is? I mean, you've got street closures, obviously, and you've got all these other things, but what do you think that you got to know that may be the most important thing, other than, you know, worrying about crime? Other than that. Yep, exactly. They have none.
Ooh, that is rough. Million people.
A million people.
Okay.
What do you think's going to happen? I'm guessing there's going to be a few tickets. I'm just guessing. All right, folks. To the phone line we go. Hi, good morning.
Bathrooms.
Yes, there are no bathrooms, no portable. And according to this, that the businesses, unless you're not a patron there, you ain't getting into any of the places there. Because usually...
That's crazy.
Well, what, crazy that there's no bathrooms or that the restaurants and other places won't let them in?
That there's no bathrooms. They should have portables.
Well, the East River isn't that far away. or the Hudson River.
Oh, man. They probably sell a lot of Depends.
Well, that's one of the suggestions here as well, but not a way I want to spend my New Year's. All right, may I have your name, please?
Rosie Flynn.
Rosie, let me ask you a question. Would you ever, ever want to go see the ball drop in Times Square?
No.
No?
Not really, no. Maybe 20, 30 years ago, but not now.
Yeah, there were a lot of things that we said, 30 years ago, but nope. Okay, Rosie, I got you down as our final qualifier for the year, and Happy New Year.
Thank you. You too.
All right, bye. Yep, no bathrooms.
In a way, I guess it kind of makes sense, because it might not just be worth the hassle at that point with a million people in New York City all gathered up in one spot.
Well,
the other thing is, let's see here. The sanitary aspect of it with that many people, number one.
Right.
And I can see fist fights galore. Hey.
How long? Taking up too long.
Taking up too long, and so forth and so on. So you are on your own, so to speak, literally there. And boy.
You know what? All this about New York, a friend of mine who used to live there was describing it to me and a few of the other guys the other day. And it does not sound pleasant. He was listing off all the different ways you can just get robbed in New York.
Well, what part of New York was he in?
I don't remember, honestly. So,
well, was it? He wasn't upstate. He was probably. Was he in within the five boroughs? Do you know that?
I think so. Yeah. Although he said, I think that upstate New York is the worst part of the state.
No, it's not. It's gorgeous.
Or maybe I got that the other way around. But either way, he did list off a few places that were safe. But he was describing things like, you know, if you go on a subway, don't sit near the entrance or exit, because what's going to happen is somebody who wants to rob you will just punch you in the face, get your stuff, and leave before you have a chance to react.
Well, there's also some things. Don't stare at people when you're walking or on the subway.
Right.
Okay. Recommend that women don't carry purses.
Another thing he also told me is that one day he went outside smiling, and one of the first things that happened is some guys called him across the street and asked him, "What the heck are you smiling for?"
The other thing is, if you do have your wallet, put it in your front pocket, not your back pocket.
Makes sense.
That's what you do. And again, and always walk with an attitude. What I mean is, you have your shoulders back and look like you belong. Don't look like you're a wayward soul, you know, standing on the. On a sidewalk and looking, oh, where should I go? Or anything like that.
I wouldn't survive. If I'm new to a place, I got to look at my phone and navigate around. I'd look lost and confused.
No, the piranhas will eat you up in a matter of seconds. So you just have to be on guard all the time.
Never going to New York then.
Well, if you like pizza, you go to Times Square and go to Ray's Pizza. It's the best in the world.
Yeah, that's what spurred the conversation, actually, is we were all having pizza and he was saying about how, you know, he just misses New York pizza.
Yep, there's nothing quite like it. It's hard to describe. Hard to describe. And I remember when we moved to Kentucky, that's one of the things that I missed was the Italian food in general. And it got to be a couple times. My Nana, she would, Mom and Dad would bring her to Louisville. They'd go out of town, and, I was 14, 15 years old, so they're not going to leave me by myself at the house. So, they'd be gone a week or two, so they'd fly Nana in from New York, and Nana would make spaghetti, meatballs, and sausage. And the meatballs and sausage are from the Italian deli in downtown where she lived, and she'd freeze them, and she'd bring them out to me in Kentucky, and it was the best thing in the world, but the pizza was what I missed, because we had back in New York the pizza joints. We called them pizza parlors because you can go in and just get a slice.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we'd go in there and eat it and stuff. So anyway, when I went back for the first time, of course I had to go to a pizza parlor, and I asked the guy. I said, "Look, I said the pizza in Kentucky stinks," and he told me it was the water.
That's exactly what the same thing the guy said too. He said it's the water
with the dough in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I thought he was just thinking that I was a smart-ass kid, and that's what he told me, but that's, okay, so I heard it from someone else, so that's good to know. Good to know. So it's in the water.
I feel like they're just making that up.
Well, if you get the same answer after X amount of years, maybe it is. All right, here's a couple of quick facts about what's going on, not at the ball that we'll be dropping in the downtown city park this evening here, but The ball that will be dropping is 12 feet in diameter, and it weighs, check this out, almost 12,000 pounds.
Ooh.
I had no idea it was that heavy. No idea. And the first ball was made of iron, wood, and light bulbs. And the first New Year's Eve ball came down in 1907. 1907. So it's been, they've been doing it for a few years.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. The city of Paso Robles will be holding its free New Year's Eve celebration tonight in the downtown city park. The event runs from 7 to 11 p.m. and is designed for all ages. Entertainment will be the Lucky Devils Band, returning from last year. A countdown begins at 9 p.m., aligning with midnight on the East Coast. A reminder that for New Year's Day, federal offices, the Postal Service, banks, and local government facilities will all be closed in observance of the holiday. Some retail stores and restaurants may be open for New Year's Day, but with modified hours. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 60s. It's 31 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Now, since 1907, the ball was lowered every single year except 2 years, and that would be 1942 and 1943 for obvious reasons. All right, two more hours to go. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number, no, I'm sorry, Clear Choice Property Management, locally owned and operated.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's